All right, three things you need to know about today's practice. Wes, you're up.
Larry, we saw Brett Hundley get back on the field today after a week layoff with that ankle injury and didn't look any worse for the wear. Came in, was putting the ball right where you want to see it on receivers out of their breaks. One play that stood out to me, Justin Perillo in the pass under pressure period. Deep corner route, was able to hit him in double coverage. He looks like he's ready, even though he's been off for a couple days.
Mike, how about you?
Well, the punting, Larry, it wasn't pretty in this practice. If Green Bay native rookie Peter Mortel wanted to build off of a strong preseason debut in Lambeau Field the other night, he didn't do it. But Tim Maste, the veteran, didn't exactly show him who's boss either. I think a lot of inconsistency with the punting today, and the Packers need to get that straightened out.
Guys, you know what I'm going with, and it's easy to take him for granted when you see greatness every day, but I'm going with Aaron Rodgers. They finished up a little while ago with a pass under pressure drill. He sends a bomb, I mean a legit bomb, to Devontae Adams. Adams catches it in stride. The ball was perfectly thrown. Then he follows that up with a tracer, nothing short of a tracer, to Richard Rodgers, a tightly covered Richard Rodgers over the middle. Aaron Rodgers, hey, it's easy to take him for granted, but he's a difference maker each and every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I got one question for you guys.
Oh, boy.
How come he keep trading places on me?
Well, we want to switch it up, you know, and be able to kind of get things alternated here, give everyone a chance at the mic. It's just, you know, being nice and cordial with one another.
I think you're trying to confuse me.
Well, there's always that.
I don't like it when I'm confused. And that's three things you need to know about today's practice.